USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Iowa's first in the nation caucuses set for tomorrow, the Democratic presidential hopefuls have spread out across Iowa this weekend, among them former Vice President Joe Biden.
Several of my colleagues in this race think it's naive of me to think we can bring the country together. I refuse to accept the notion that it's a forever war between Democrats and Republicans.
At one of his campaign stops yesterday, candidate Pete Buttigieg was taking issue with something that Biden's been saying.
The vice president is saying this is no time to take a risk on someone new. But I would argue this is no time to take the risk of falling back on the familiar when we're facing a fundamentally new kind of opposition.
For the first time, coronavirus has claimed a life outside of China, where it originated. The victim, said to be a man in his 40s, who died in the Philippines. Over 300 people have died of it in China. And this is USA Radio News.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back to Iowa, where the final Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll before tomorrow's caucuses there is being pulled after a respondent raised an issue with how it was being administered. They claim one of the candidates may have been omitted from a list of choices when the person was told to name their preferred candidate. According to the Des Moines Register, the problem, in its words, appears to have been isolated to one surveyor, but because they cannot confirm that, they're not releasing the poll's results. The stage is set for this evening's Super Bowl 54, and that includes a massive amount of security in and around Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. The director of NFL events and head of the Super Bowl experience says it's an all-hands-on-deck event with local police, the FBI, Secret Service, and counterterrorism officials all involved. Game time 6:30 p.m. Eastern time as the San Francisco 49ers will meet the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he has cut ties once and for all with the United States as well as Israel as Arabs reject the Trump administration's Middle East peace plan. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
The administration's plan sets aside sections of land for a Palestinian state, but current illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories would then be annexed to the State of Israel. The plan, which calls for a demilitarized Palestinian state, was developed through U.S.-Israeli negotiation without any input from the Palestinians. Abbas announced he would cut ties at an emergency meeting of Arab League foreign ministers in Cairo after he and the leaders of Iran and Turkey rejected the plan and said it was one-sided.
The co-founder of the British band Gang of Four is dead. A statement from the band saying guitarist Andy Gill died yesterday at the age of 64 after a brief respiratory illness. The band was formed by Gill and lead singer John King in 1976. A final album is still said to be in the works. The Empire State Building making its pick for Super Bowl 54. The building is lit up in red and gold, the team colors of the San Francisco 49ers. And in a little while, Punxsutawney Phil will make his annual appearance in western Pennsylvania. He's expected out of his burrow just before 7:30 Eastern. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.